The following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network.
What's up, dude?
I got a new webcam and the lighting working.
Apparently your microphone isn't working either.
Bullshit. Oh, maybe not. Hold on.
Nope. I feel like this is Groundhog Day.
Oh, it's trying to use the freaking webcam.
Yep.
Okay, how about that?
Ding, ding, ding. Hold on. I got something for you.
I don't want to hear shit.
No, hold on, hold on.
God damn it.
Welcome to RTW Main Event, which used to be a hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. And now we basically do whatever the hell we want. So without further ado, here's your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Main Event. This is episode number 188, Ocho's favorite episode, because it's going to be the shortest one as well. I am your humble host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois, fresh off an amazing Christmas. However, I do have plenty of things to bitch about in the good, bad, and ugly this week. So, I still want to thank everybody for being here. As well as my dear friend, my compatriot, my partner, my secret lover. Has the shiniest mask in all of Ochoville. But I can't tell right now because his webcam is so fucking dark. It is the one and only, the resident doctor of RTW. And, quite unquestionably, the greatest referee in the history of RTW Top 5 Challenges. To say this man is my hero.
Oh my God, help me.
Would be an shortest understatement.
Shortest show. Christ.
He deserves no introduction, but I'm going to give him one anyway. He is the man with a plan. The man of the hour. Too sweet to be sour. And he's playing with power. Tools, that is. It is the incomparable. The masked maverick. The wonder of all wonders. That's fair. It's audio podcast. He's pointing to a box of his webcam. It is the reluctant co-host for the last 6 to 8 months, Dr. Ocho. That may have been the greatest intro in the history of the show, so I hope you enjoyed all that. I prepared that just now, about 6 to 8 seconds ago.
Great.
How's it going, Ouch? How you doing, buddy?
Great. I'm trying to get us back on track since you said it was going to be the shortest show ever, and you were already off the pace for the longest show ever. So I gotta reel it back in, much like a professional does. Yeah, this webcam. I'm really annoyed. I wanna see my awesome mask.
I do too.
You know, in high resolution, and it's supposed to have this little light around it. Much like a halo, much like Ocho would have because he's innocent and everything. And I can't get it to work. It's probably why it was so cheap. It's probably why I found it in the garbage while I was digging through the Walmart. So it's my own fault.
So there's that.
Are we done yet? We did the good, bad, and the ugly already, and we're good, right?
Not yet. We're getting to it.
Are you sure? I swear I thought we did it.
I mentioned that we're doing it, but I don't think we actually did it. I think I would remember something like that.
You got me that way.
I think I remember that.
That's how they
get you. Yeah. Oh, you're drinking a Stella tonight. I've never seen you drink a beer before.
That's not true at all.
What, that you're not
drinking? I have a mask on. How am I drinking anything? Are you talking
because you got the mouth hole gimmick now.
Hydrating. You know what that's for. Wait a second. We don't know. Yeah, we kind of do.
Oh, you saw that one, eh?
That's on the video podcast, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Did you get my Christmas present?
No. Oh, and a birthday one. Oh, thank you, by the way. Thank you.
I actually did. It's been a month. I texted you 5, 6 to 8 times about it, and you're now flanking me. Yeah.
Well, hey, would you rather I said nothing?
You never check your email.
I appreciate the that blow-up gift and right. the voucher for the hooker. That's good. That is very nice of you, and good deal. I'm glad we had that in the budget, since I didn't get to go to the Christmas party.
We didn't. That came out of my own pocket.
But no, I've yet to get my gift for Christmas yet, so.
No, I mean, did you get my gift? I asked you, did you get my gift for Christmas? Like, where's
no,
my...
No,
where's
I didn't
my...
get I didn't get the gift that you were supposed to give to me
no, for no, Christmas. No. No, where's my gift?
Go into a gift shop and ask them.
Did you have a good holiday, at least?
Go into a gift shop and ask for your gift. They never seem to have mine. I say I saw your sign and come in for my gift. Save you the trouble of looking all over for me. Yes, the holidays were good. They were very low-key, actually. And the more people that are dead, the holidays seem to get more low-key, I'm noticing.
That's true. By the way, that was an amazing Gilbert Gottfried impression you just did.
It was actually Raymond Burr.
Oh, okay. My bad. They sound similar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, same octave.
You bet.
Yeah, right on. Did we fill enough time to so we can do the first? We don't have, all right, so we don't have the top five this week.
Yeah, there is no what's, yeah, go, you man, go.
All right, so Eli texted me the other day and said he was combing through the rule book because he had a feeling that something was a little bit off. And he said, should anybody be on performance-enhancing drugs, much like Six was, they shall be stripped of their RTW Top 5 title.
And their clothing.
And you're wondering, why are they not banned from the show like Six is? It's because they didn't take horse dick pills.
Yeah, his was on more plates, more dates.
Exactly.
His was a real, real big... We had to come up with these. Like, yeah. Six has made national news. We had to take action that way.
Exactly right. But these guys were on horse steroids. Two different things.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, because we drug test everybody after each top five, and both El Barba Maximo and Uncle Jock were found to be on horse steroids.
And they were the same too, which is odd. But maybe that's all they can get between Canada and Maximo Island.
That's fair.
So yeah, maybe it's mail order shit.
Yeah. Unfortunately, from when I asked the two what happened, El Barba said that he had ordered Boar Dash, and he actually ate the boar that brought him his CC's because they forgot his sauce.
The boar may have been contaminated with the
horse steroids. Exactly.
Yeah, to get their deliveries on time.
Correct. Now, as far as Jacques is considered, he said somebody spiked his maple syrup. Could have been Tim, could have been David, could have been Ronald, could have been Cajones. Could have been
Mrs. Butterworth, for all we know. True.
That's true.
I want to know what's her maiden name? And how ironic is it that Mrs. Butterworth married a guy whose last name is Butterworth, and she knows so much about syrup? Maybe if her name was Mrs. Cheese, would she be a dairy queen or something? Or
she would be. I'm thinking, I mean, isn't her middle name or her maiden name like salted or unsalted?
Butter, unsalted butter. Well, that means her name was Ms. Unsalted for how many years until she got married?
I mean, what are the odds she married somebody, you know, had butter?
You're missing the point.
Or is it hyphenated? Is it like, you know, how people like to use both their last names?
Shouldn't
like,
the dude be Butterworth? The freaking syrup guy? Like, he's been Butterworth. His whole, should be Mr. Butterworth.
Well, then what about Aunt Jemima?
She was an aunt.
Fair.
She kept, that's her name all the time. She didn't have a, whether she got married or not, it didn't change it. Her Aunt Jemima Smith or Aunt Jemima Pancakes. I don't know, but either way, it's still Aunt Jemima. My aunt's names were all the same, regardless if they got married or divorced or died.
Well, that's true. How come?
If she had balls, she'd be my uncle. That's the only difference.
How come Mrs. Butterworth didn't make pancakes, but Aunt Jemima branched out into, you know, not only just making something that you pour over the top that's delicious, but actually making the pancakes themselves? Was she a visionary?
I mean, doing what you know is how you get somewhere in life. And that's why, you know, we talk about dumb shit because that's all we know.
I mean, that's how you got here.
You, yeah. Congratulations for me. But yeah, and it's a little bit of cornering the market, but if that's what you know, I say stick with it. It's staying in your lane too. It ain't like she all of a sudden started making applesauce or you know, other condiments and like Paul Newman, you know, look what he did.
Fucker made everything, right?
Blue cheese, he's got the freaking
popcorn,
the ranch,
got pizzas.
Exactly. He got the freaking woman from Christmas Story. The mom from A Christmas Story was topless in his bed in Slapshot. That's that he this guy could branch out.
And he had Melanie Griffith topless. In another movie too. What the hell was the name of that movie?
I don't know, but I'm gonna go watch it.
Yeah. Nobody's Fool. That's what it was. Melanie Griffith flashed big old fucking cans. Yeah. I think she had a boob job done because I remember an early movie in the 80s where they weren't that big. She played a stripper, yeah, well, right?
She was in that. No, but remember she was in the movie with Sigourney Weaver.
Or she was a hooker too, maybe? I don't know.
I know she was in Milk. She started looking really good in that movie, Milk Money.
Oh, man. Milk Money was a good show. Or a good movie. Yeah, for sure.
But she had that big upper lip, though. That kind of, like, anyway. Yeah, I mean, you know. And now she's, now her daughter was in the 50 Shades of Ocho, wasn't she?
Get the fuck out of here. That was her daughter?
Isn't that the combo of Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith? Or I might be screwing that all up.
I mean, possible. I mean, they're
Dakota Johnson, right?
They're two hotties, right?
Don Johnson, hell yeah, man.
Yeah, for sure.
He didn't look too good in Talladega Nights, but that wasn't him in Talladega Nights. He didn't look too good in a couple things, but
yeah, a couple go things. Ahead. Where oh, did you see they're remaking Nash Bridges with him and Chico?
I did not. With
Chong, right? No, Cheech.
Cheech. Cheech Marin.
Yeah.
Oh, my stars.
Yep. Well,
good for, I mean, look.
I think it's on Hulu or Netflix or OnlyFans or I don't know.
Anyways, so what we were talking about before, I happened to mention Mrs. Butterworth because I took you down this rabbit hole and it's my fault.
Well, I mean, we both like to eat, so I totally get it.
Steroids.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
What was the doctor? Zaharian. Was George Zaharian the doctor that gave them the horse steroids? Prison, maybe?
I don't know. I can find out.
We might have to do some subpoenas.
Should I call Eli?
No, don't call Eli at all because he told me he doesn't want to be bothered tonight. He's watching. It's a holiday for him now, and they have sundown and sheets with holes in them and whatnot. And
that's fair. You like my shirt?
No.
Okay. I'm going to get you one.
We need to.
That'll make extra small.
Subpoena so. Vince McMahon.
Why?
To find out where these. Maybe it's tainted maple syrup.
Dude, he's already been to trial. No, he's never distributed anything to anybody. Honestly, you know,
I just
want to
know if he would show up in a neck brace again. That's all.
Well, he might. To know that. Goddamn, pal. Anyway. Hurt my neck shaving.
So we test, which is good. We had to test him. We're going to run a clean show here.
In any event, to get back to the subject, the RTW Top 5 Challenge Championship has been stripped from El Barrio Maximo, and it is now vacant. It'll be held. Fuck. I hate editing. I'm just not going to edit it. I'm not going to edit it. There will be a tournament to decide who will be the RTW Top 5 Challenge Champion. It's going to be the Tournament of Champions. All former RTW Top 5 Challenge champions that want to participate. Some of them aren't going to participate because I, you know, texted them Merry Christmas and they didn't fucking answer me back. What is it with assholes and masks that never answer me?
I don't think it's the people in the masks.
That's fair. We will also be having some qualifiers with past participants that weren't champions but now have the chance to become the ultimate champion. So we'll be starting our qualifiers next week. This tournament should last about, it'd be funny if I said 6 to 8 months, but it's not gonna last that long.
2 weeks.
By our format, yeah, it should last till about March, right around our 200th episode, which this is 188. So add 2.
So
190,
8 weeks-ish.
And then 10. Math. 12-ish weeks. Or so?
Eight, let's say.
Unless we take one off, which, you know, sometimes we do. Should have taken this week off. Should have taken last week off. Well, should have taken last 6 to 8 months off.
You should have taken, yes, you should have taken 2015 and beyond off. But go ahead.
Why do you agree to come back every week? Like, the contract from Who Wants to Be My Best Friend is over.
I have a...
Do you have a soft spot for me, Ouch?
No, I feel more like a guilty conscience. Like, I've done enough bad in my life that I have to start doing some good. Not that this is anything good. I'm bringing no good to the show.
None. Zero.
But just so you're not doing it by yourself because your turtle guy left or something and, you know, things like that.
A lot of people have left me. I mean, we can go down the list if you'd like.
No. We shouldn't. We should really get on with this.
Maybe I'm the common denominator. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Let's worry about that for New Year's.
Is your package crooked as well?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's fair. To the right or to the left?
Louis.
To the right or to the left?
Louis.
I don't understand what that means.
To the Louis. Louis is left. Ralphie is right.
Who the fuck made that up?
I did. I'm Ocho, damn it.
No, that's true. Christ. What can Ocho do? In any event,
we have a good show with you, for fuck's sakes. Okay.
So yeah, no top five this week. Also coming next week, another announcement. I got to fill for time. Like, the positive guy isn't here this week either, so we're not going to have a third segment. This is going to be the only segment-ish. So I'd like to get an hour out of you.
Coming next week is also from OnlyFans.
I walked right into that one, didn't I?
To do a freaking good, bad, and ugly.
I know you're not used to doing anything for an hour. Trust me, I've heard.
It's fact. I'm efficient.
You are. You work smarter, not harder, right? You know what I'm saying?
You bet.
Next week, we're going to be having the third annual Raddies Awards. It was supposed to be last week, but I completely forgot about it because I'm a ginormous asshole. I've already put the...
There's no reason with you forgetting, though. You're just,
I'm old. I totally forgot. I got so much shit going on. I got 6 podcasts. I got Twitch streams and YouTube shit and fucking getting all this shit ready for Christmas. How come everything needs some assembly acquired? Like, everything has to be fucking assembled. Like, what, people in China can't fucking assemble shit either?
I agree. I bought a set of dishes, and I was like, what the fuck, man?
They made you put them together? Fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to stencil the fucking pattern on it, too?
Lazy as shit.
Yeah.
I did the it was almost like, you know, putting balsamic over like, you know, mozzarella, you know, when you get the fresh mozz and you got to make it drizzled. I can do that now.
Did you have to put the plates in a kiln and heat treat them and do all that shit too?
But I used a bedazzler too.
So oh, really? Did that hold up under that heat? That's a lot of heat.
That actually gets it back. That actually almost like welds it in place.
No shit.
I'd go try it.
I will. Tomorrow. I will. By the way, when I started this year, I had 23 pairs of socks. I currently have 3. Where did my socks go?
Well, this is after Christmas.
I'm just saying, like, we're at the end of the year, right? New Year's Eve is tomorrow, so.
That's the whole point. That's when you get the new ones for Christmas. You should have had
restocked. I didn't. Restock. No, I was pissed.
What happens?
I literally did not get any socks or underwear. But you're a resident doctor, and you are a generalized doctor, so you should have some knowledge about where do socks go when they die.
There is a sock heaven.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Yeah. There's a sock heaven. There's a jellyfish heaven. The socks, here's how they screw you up. Because originally, when you had 23 pairs, they start adding some. They multiply, like gremlins, you know, time zones and everything.
Yeah.
But then, as they wear out, the cotton wears out, and then they start to literally disintegrate.
Oh.
To where you get home and you just take your sneaker off and you're like, oh shit, I thought I put socks on, but you didn't. Sometimes there's a remnant stuck under your toe or something like that. You go in the shower, it goes down a drain. So that's all that happens there. And then they wind up in sock heaven.
So is that where like the lint between your toes? Is that like your socks?
That's the last remnants that you had of sock.
I always wonder what caused that shit. That's weird. Okay. Well, that explains a lot. Because a buddy of mine told me, you know, maybe you should just like turn your dryer over and pop the bottom off and see if they, you know, fell into the bottom of the dryer or maybe they're
They don't hide there. They don't like it there.
They don't like it there. Is it too dark?
The heat. They just don't like the heat that much.
So they wouldn't be in the dryer vent either because it's wicked hot.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, God. And they don't like that fuzz either. They don't like the lint. That they'd be the last place they'd be.
Well, shit. You think after all these...
We're half hour in, right?
Yeah, about that. We're halfway done. You know, you think after all these years, somebody would come up with a better design or maybe use a better material that doesn't disintegrate in less than a year?
Yeah, but that's how they get you. It's repeat business.
That's true. It's like fucking business. Cell phones, right? They send you updates to your cell phone, and it fucks it all up, and they ain't worth shit, and you got to get a new cell phone.
That's why ChapStick is so small. Have you ever finished a ChapStick? Nobody has. You lose it, or you freaking...
Yeah, I got one right here. All the fucking time. I lose the shit. I buy like a 20-pack. Shit
comes out at one time and once, and then...
Or it gets stuck in the fucking cap. For some reason,
because you're, you know, playing pocket pool, and then you twist open the cap, twist the gimmick, and it smooshes up into the cap, and now you pull half of the gunk out.
It could also be used as a lubricant too, as well.
Sure, and it could be used as let's say you wanted to light a fire, but you only have paper towels.
Yep.
What you do is you chapstick up a good end, and you make yourself almost a wick, a candles type wick, and it'll stay lit as long as you don't reach the dry part of the towel, and then it'll light for like a good 10 seconds without spreading.
I didn't know that. Did you also know it could be used as a flotation device? It is very buoyant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it floats on top of water. It's amazing. Just hold on to that.
You know what you should do? You should jump into a lake with just one chapstick and watch how it holds you up.
See, I don't know what the tensile strength of the chapstick is, so.
It's like bees not being physically able to fly, yet they can fly no problem. I promise you, you're good.
Can chickens fly?
Of course they can.
But not like little birds, right? They can go like Greatest American Hero, they can go like, you know, 6 feet and then just crash.
They hop basically and then they go, "Damn."
Why is that? They got bigger wings than most birds.
It's muscle memory.
Oh, shit. It's
damn delicious. Because if they could fly, we wouldn't be able to eat that many of them.
Same with turkeys, right?
Oh, bet your ass.
I guess that's why we don't eat pigeons, you know, fried pigeons from KFC or anything like that.
Exactly. Exactly. How many times you're like, "Oh, I can't wait to have quail at, you know, Arby's."
People do eat quail from time to time.
At Arby's?
No, not at Arby's. No, they have the meats, but not that meat at all. Are we having fun yet?
No.
This is riveting conversation. This is what happens when the power goes out. These are the thoughts I have when the power goes out.
It kept me out of the really good schools.
I've used those lines for years. Yeah, let's get into it.
We fit in so many times, too, though.
No, for real. Like yeah.
Legit, like, they're like, "You know what? Look, this really did is why."
And then the power does go out. I'm like, "Oh, yeah. No, he's right."
And then I get on the bike and, you know, power up. You know, Ochoville, Grapplerville.
Man, which, thank God. Yeah, thank God you do that. You're doing the Lord's work.
Thank you.
All right. Let's not waste any more time. Let's get into the good, the bad, and the ugly. Oh, it's coming.
Now let's not waste any more time.
Nope. Let's do it.
It's now time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
All right, Ouch. We haven't done this in a couple of weeks, so we might be a little bit rusty. Would you like to go first and let everybody know what your good is? Or, you know, would you like me to go first? Because I can't remember how many times in this show that I've actually gone first. It's really a rarity.
Yeah, you should go first.
Wow, we're making history. All right, my good. And you know, I'm going to have several good, several bad, and several ugly. So this is going to be a long fucking segment because I have a lot to say.
So then I don't have to go then, right? Technically?
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
I'll sneak mine in.
You always do, pal.
Story of my life.
My good. Had a fantastic Christmas. I know you don't have any kids that you're aware of. But I mean, you've got nieces and nephews and stuff. So I mean, you know what it's like to see kids' excitement for Christmas and all that. And I know you don't like it. I know you're like, "Bah, humbug, and this kid's a fucking spoiled brat, and blah, blah, blah. Why didn't I get more presents than he?" I get it, dude. No, I totally get it. I used to be that guy. But now
they
that I have...
is what it is. They owe me.
They do. No, they do. You've done plenty for everybody, really. I mean, your whole family owes you.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Gimme.
Yeah. So, seeing the excitement of my three-year-old Christmas morning is... it really is a joy. And I know we talk about stupid shit in the show, right? And it's a fucking comedy show, and... you're not a real doctor, and I'm not a real podcast host, but, you know, my wife goes through extraordinary measures to make it the best thing ever. Last year, when she was two, she kind of got it, but didn't really understand it. She was like, "Why the fuck are there, like, shit all over the floor?" Because my wife leaves a trail of, like, candy canes or peanut butter cups and maybe a couple different toys, whatever. Like, "Look, Santa made a trail all the way to the Christmas tree."
But she doesn't know, like, the day yet or to count down at that point.
No, right? I mean, we try to remind her. Like, yeah, she's not really, like, she doesn't... she almost understands what, like, today and tomorrow is. But she calls like next day, or she'll think, you know, oh, we're going Saturday. I'm like, what's today? She goes, this Tuesday, but it's Wednesday. Like, she doesn't understand calendars yet.
I got you. Right,
but we remind her.
You, Rob.
She does. Actually, she does. But we have an advent calendar where she got like a, you know, a little present every day leading up until Christmas. So she knew when Christmas was. We told her the night before, you have to go to sleep or Santa Claus is not going to come. So you have to go to sleep. And she did. But my wife left a little trail of stuff from the fireplace to the Christmas tree. She also left carrots outside for the reindeers to eat. And she you know, cut them in half and threw them out in the yard and all that. Like, it, you know, made it look like they ate them. And she really goes to great lengths to make it fun for the kid. So it's always cool to see, like, we take a video every year of her, you know, the wonderment on her face, right? The
reaction.
Yeah, her reaction.
Video. Like when somebody sees South Park for the first time and their reaction is there, or two Ochos in one cup, you know, like they want the reaction. So
right.
That's what you did.
That's exactly right. And she actually knew what her big present was. Like, she asked for it all year long, but she literally went to the pile of presents and pointed out which one was this hospital thing. It's almost like Legos, but not. But it's like 500 fucking pieces. But it's got like gurneys. It's got fucking.
Is it like COVID ward for kids or something? Like,
no, it's just.
It's my first COVID.
Yeah. No. No, it was called City Life, and I don't remember what the brand is, but it was 100 and something fucking dollars. And it's just a, you know, it's a play hospital that she can play little Lego fucking figures, and they have little monitors and, you know, fucking got a shower and a shitter and all that too. It's got an operating room.
She's not bored with it yet, right? I mean, it is a couple of days after.
She does have a short attention span, yeah. But she knew exactly which present it was. Kid's fucking sharp as a tack, I'm telling you. It was really fun watching her, you know, open her present from Santa. And then later on that night, we went to our in-laws and open more presents, you know, from the rest of the family. And she just...
So she just had a field day of freaking...
Fucking loved it, dude.
Gifts.
Yeah, dude. She loved it. Loved it. I got a portable Blackstone griddle, a 22-inch, that runs on propane. So it's, you know, it's like a flat-top grill, like you would use it, like a hibachi or McDonald's or whatever.
Too.
Yeah. So I can, you know, cook some steaks and steak and cheese on there, some fucking hamburger steaks, and get a good sear on them from the griddle.
Probably do it outside too. You're an outdoorsman guy,
it's,
right?
It's like, for the out. I mean, you could use it either or, but they suggest using it outdoors. But it's also portable. It's got a carrying case and a cover and all that too, so we can take it to football games. It's from a company called Blackstone, which apparently
that's what you said. Yeah. Okay, Blackstone. Okay,
it's like the latest thing, and they, you know, they make them all the way up to like 26 inches, and the fucking box is like 100 pounds for Christ's sakes. But it's a real, like, flat top like you'd have at a restaurant. So I'm super excited to be cooking on it.
Son of a bitch. Just don't get you a sweet tea maker. That's
Christ. I need to hire somebody to make sweet tea for me. Like, just put an ad out on Craigslist, like, sweet tea maker needed. No experience necessary.
For free.
For free. But anyway, it was a good weekend. That's my good. One of my goods.
That was your good.
I have another good. But what's
your good? Oh, go ahead then. Why not?
Fuck it. Let's just run the tail, right? So... I've been talking about my fantasy football league here, several times, and my team was super banged up. I lost Mike Evans last week. I lost Leonard Fournette to injury last week. Calvin Ridley from Atlanta is a fucking head case. I don't think he's going to play for the rest of the year. Damian Harris was banged up for the Patriots, so I wasn't sure if he was going to play, but he actually did play this week. I was able to field the team this week. I was able to pick up Antonio Brown to replace Mike Evans. And I actually won. I won by about 40 points. I'm moving into the finals. First place pays out like $1,300, I believe, and second place is somewhere around $500 to $600. So
what does it cost to get in? 200?
120 with 12 teams.
Oh, fucking A.
Yep. So
what does it pay? How far does it pay out? Up to what place?
Third gets their money back, so third gets 120. So the rest of the money gets divvied up between first and second, which I don't know the true percentage, but I'll be making money either way. So that's a cool thing. I limped into the fucking playoffs. I didn't think I was going to make it. And now I think I have the best shot to win, and I got good matchups. So we'll see what happens.
The life of an athlete, man, it's just so hit or miss, so up and down. Well, things can change at the drop of a hat.
But I'm a great coach, and I'm a great motivator. And I told these fuckers, you got to band together. Like, we're all in this together as a team. Don't worry about racism and BLM and all that stuff here. Like, doesn't matter what color you are, we're on the same team. We're all Tennessee Vipers, god damn it.
And I feel like you were probably like that Vince McMahon motivational speech when he had Taker and Kane and Stone Cold.
You remember that, right? Yeah.
Stone Cold is like, and repeating everything he says.
Yeah. I know you didn't watch during that time, but I'm assuming you saw clips of it. Yeah.
I actually heard it on an audio podcast, and it was hysterical.
It was hysterical.
It was like I was there, the way they painted it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. Those are my goods. I don't think I have any other goods. That's about it. What about you?
All right. I have it written down right here. Okay, my good. Let's see. Let me open this up. Whipped butter, shovel, rock salt, bread.
Okay. Is that your grocery list?
Yeah, I think it was. Shit. I didn't do anything. No, so my good is it was Christmas. Christmas is awesome. It's always awesome. I mean, it's just I get geeked up for it. Matter of fact, even though it's an audio podcast for everybody, you can see lights over my right shoulder, can't you?
Yes, I can. Absolutely.
Those are like the neighbor's little streamer lights that I get a kick out of, and my lights are on, and we got the tree all dung up and piled up and ornamented up, and I always get a kick out of that.
That's good. Yeah, there's a little bit of
Popeyes for Christmas Eve. I mean, who doesn't want that? Dude.
Yeah.
Like, that's the tradition of all traditions. You know, the Jesus said the 7 Popeyes and whatnot. And,
yep.
You know, the extra crispy. I didn't care for their gravy, though. I won't put it on a bat or anything, but they put, like, they did, like, that Cajun gimmick for the gravy rather than just regular style.
You don't like that? I think that makes it better than the rest of the gravies.
No.
Ooh, we need to have a gravy talk one of these weeks.
I don't want to.
Did you know that I drink gravy for fun?
I'm sure you don't have to tell me these things.
What's wrong with that, though? Like, why is that a bad thing?
Like, no one said it's bad. It's just, it's expected.
But a lot of people look down on me because of it. Like, I got a lot of weird looks when I'm walking around the mall.
You texted me and said Taco Bell is running slow. I'm thinking, okay, I'm not shocked that he's at Taco Bell.
Right. But I mean, I get a lot of weird looks at the mall when I'm walking around sipping out a cup of KFC gravy. I'm just saying.
Maybe it's just you that they're looking at. Have you walked without sipping on the gravy? Maybe the looks are the same.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
We got to try that. Well, you know, let's have you and Eli should get together and do a, don't attract attention to yourself. He's got to be like a little bit away from you so they don't realize you guys are together doing this awesome production.
Right. Okay. Yeah. We'll try that.
You know, get the production team to like really lay low and, you know, the mics have to be on the collar.
That's a good idea. Gimmicks. That's a good idea. Thank you for
There's
that.
There's a way, man. Yeah. There's a way. You're welcome.
So you don't have a black heart after all. You actually enjoy Christmas somewhat.
I love Christmas carols too. Judy.
I don't know anybody named Carol.
And Shelley.
Shelley's hot.
I like unwrapping, if you follow.
No, I don't. Like what?
I don't either. All right, so go ahead. What's like your
chocolate kisses or peanut butter cups?
All the same.
Okay. It's all the same on the inside with the lights off, right?
Even if they're on. It's fine by me.
Do you have any other goods or is that it?
No. Fuck this.
My bad.
Hey, can you hold that thought for a second? I have to and then edit this part out for a sec. That's all.
I just told him I can edit though.
Hang on.
Great, now I gotta fill for time. So all right.
You don't have to. You can just edit it out, you dummy.
But I'm not going to. So I'm staring at Ocho's blinds, and I can see the little blinking light gimmicks from his neighbor that he was talking about. They look kind of cool. I can also see Ocho's reflection in the mirror with him in the kitchen, and he's not wearing any pants. So there's that. He's got nice blinds, though. I'm not really a fan of the off-white. I always enjoyed black blinds. That's just me. His chair doesn't look very comfortable at all. I mean, it looks like a cheap office chair, like with a low back. It looks like a very uncomfortable chair. Oh, hey, you're back.
No, my front.
That's true. And your front's not wearing pants.
Never.
That's fair. Me neither.
I learned it. You are right. I learned it by watching you.
But at least you closed your blinds, whereas I didn't.
Yep. Mistake number one on your part.
So... my bad. Never gets old. So there's a show called Bromance with Vince Russo and Dr. Ocho, right? I don't know if you've heard of it.
Is there?
They didn't do a show this week. Is it because of Christmas? Or, I mean, Christmas was over. It's like the day after Christmas. It was like post. I don't even know if it has a word for it. But I was really kind of upset when I looked at my YouTube feed at somewhere between 6 and 9-ish or 6 to 8. And there was nothing there. Very upset. I was looking forward to my...
For some reason, there's nothing ever there anyway, no matter what, because I don't know if he's hitting the wrong button, but every time we do the show, it's gone the second he hangs up. And it's not because I said anal titty twust, you know, twat fucker or something like that. I didn't. I mean, I'm very good and very well behaved. I'm a pro.
No, you are a pro. And, you know, I kind of think that since he moved to Colorado, he's gotten a little dumber, right? Like, when you're in New York, you're sharp, you're on the ball, you're on point. Life moves very fast, right? You got to be quick.
Yeah, it's quick.
The New York minute, right? They always talk about that. But Colorado, they're like laid back. The air is wicked thinner. They got horses and shit, you know, and they smoke a lot of weed.
Oxygen is thin and everything.
Yeah. Like, so I think he's got dumber since he moved out there. You're a doctor. Is there any science to back that up?
I didn't know the guy, but prior, so I'm not sure. I can't speculate on that.
So then all you know is idiot, Russo, then.
We just don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
I never said that. That's all you, man. That's, look, if you want to slander the guy, I mean, that's fine.
I'm not slandering. I'm just calling him. I calls him like I sees him, pal. You're not the only one that can call him like he sees him. And, well, you know, a lot of people can do that.
I do it in a non-offensive way. You're going to burn a bridge probably because I'm sending this to him, and I'm going to be, hey, you know what your buddy said? Since he doesn't talk to me.
I don't think there's bridges to be burnt, to be quite honest. I think they're just like... It's just, you know, the castle in the middle and the moat around it, and there's nothing. No.
There is. You already told me. There's Nash Bridges.
Oh, fuck. That's right. There is Nash Bridges. Man, you don't miss a beat, do you?
That was awful.
It's all awful. This whole show's
Thanks
awful.
Thanks for selling that one, though. That was so bad.
No, you're welcome. I sell everything. You guys don't sell for me, but that's fine.
You haven't given us anything to sell for you, though. That's all. But it's all right. It's like, you know, like, is the Haiti kid, is Goldberg going to sell for the Haiti kid? I mean, come on.
So my other bad.
Oh, you are prepared all down the list. Holy
balls. Fuck yeah, I am. The fact that nobody wants to open on Christmas and I'm hungry. Because the grocery stores are closed. McDonald's is usually open on Christmas. They weren't open. Taco Bell wasn't open. Popeyes, Bojangles, Firehouse, fuck Hardee's. You can run down the list, man. Nobody was open except for one place.
Wawa. You don't have Wawa. No, we don't have Wawa. There no food in your house, Rob?
There isn't. There is food, but it's not fast.
It's there already. It's kind of faster than even fast food.
No, it's slow food because I had to cook it. And I don't want to fucking cook. I'd rather drive 6 to 8 miles down the road.
Red Baron pizzas, I promise you, stick them in a freezer in a garage and just enjoy because they're the best.
I do like Red Baron. You're absolutely right about that. You know, my dad would take American...
Quarantine lady turned me on to one.
Did she really?
I was dumbfounded. I was fucking dumbfounded.
We need to have pizza talk one day on the show.
No.
I used to be a Freschetta fan until I had Red Baron. I'm like, wow, this is fucking good. And look, I hate DiGiorno. Like, their tagline is, it's not delivery, it's DiGiorno. You know shit, because delivery is so much better. DiGiorno sucks, delivery, dude.
It sucks dick.
It does. It's the worst frozen pizza out there. I'd rather eat the Elio's or the fucking, Celeste, Mama Celeste, whatever the fuck it is.
I don't mind Elio's. I was a sucker for, it was called Bravo Pizza, and it actually came with 4 frozen slices.
Get the fuck out of here. Like, is that just a Ochoville thing, or...
It was from the 90s. No, it was big in the 90s. It was awesome.
I don't remember that. I mean, I grew up north. I don't remember that at all.
What I do is I doctored a pizza up a little bit. See, I just tried to say pizza up because for some reason in the Northeast, they add R's where they don't belong and they take them away where they do.
True story.
It makes no sense. As a matter of fact, so in Boston, they do the same fucking thing, only a little more harsher. Anyway, so 3/4 of the way through, I'll yank the pie out of the oven. And I'll throw a little bit of shredded or pick out a polio string cheese and peel it apart and put my own little gimmicks on and then let that cook in for a few minutes. Then hit the old broil for another minute and then you got a crispy pizza.
Well, what my dad would do, he would take the Red Baron and do the same thing, but he'd put American cheese slices on it and then broil it.
Oh, what the balls? Why? Yeah.
He likes American cheese, and it's actually pretty good on pizza. Obviously you haven't tried it.
No, I'm not going to. My favorite Christmas song is the Snoopy and the Red Baron song by the Royal Guardsmen. So I should have known the Red Baron pizza was going to be good.
That's true, but Are you not an American cheese fan in general?
Not really. I'm not
What the fuck do you eat on your cheeseburgers then, or your hot dogs?
Yeah, on a cheeseburger, I would. That's pretty much it. I don't. Really? I don't put cheese on most things.
No kidding. Yeah, are you lactose intolerant?
No, I just cheese don't taste. You know what? I like
mozzarella. Well, you don't like milk to begin with, right? Because the whole fucking
It's also not. It's the casein protein.
Awful. That's right. It does smell bad.
Milk smells awful, and it's got that crusty gimmick when you unravel the first time when you take the cap off, and like this little fingernails get in there and whatnot. Ugh.
You know, my wife doesn't like whole milk because she thinks it's too thick, so she drinks like the 1%, the 2%. Or the skim, but the skim to me is like just milk flavored water. Like, what's
water?
What's the fucking point, right?
It's like you can't even, you know, I'll throw half and half in my coffee because I think it looks so much better.
Yeah.
I love the cloudiness that comes up.
It's true, actually. I do too.
Bloom.
Yeah. I use half and half in my coffee all the time. Or just straight cream, like real, actual, like heavy whipping cream. Yeah.
But no,
it's almost like a milkshake.
I do eat cheese though. I'm a nachos guy. Like I'll put some Tostitos on the plate and you know, salsa or taco sauce, and
I can see that.
Sprinkle a little Mexican blend and mozzarella and have my own fiesta of nachos.
We do that as well. We use cheddar cheese, but we also cook like taco chicken. Like we cook chicken in salsa and taco seasoning and some chicken broth. And then we put that on top of the nachos. Lady
can cook. She knows her freaking way around a kitchen, and she'll cheese a lot of things up, and it makes it taste good. But I'm not a cheese guy per se. Like if there's cheese and crackers out for display, I have to be very particular about which cheeses I pick up because some are dry. They get stuck in your mouth for 2 hours, and they do.
See, I don't prefer like the super aged cheeses or like the exotic cheeses like Brie Gouda. Like,
the feet one, right?
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I pretty much only like American and cheddar, and I like provolone, but only on French onion soup.
See, I like mozzarella in the French onion soup. I think provolone. You know, I can
eat
provolone on a sub. On an Italian sub.
But I could see that. If I
had the choice, I'd get mozzarella. On the French onion, I'd rather have mozzarella with the,
I'm not a big Swiss fan either, but I will eat a chicken cordon bleu.
I've never had Swiss. I had Swiss once, and I would never eat it again. I don't have the taste buds. It's not my fault. It's whatever my genetic makeup is.
To me, it's a little bland.
I think it's so horrific. I don't like this. And it's a weak smelling cheese, but it's awful. I hate Parmesan.
Jeez, no, get out of here.
Oh, my God. That's literally dirty feet.
Fresh Parmesan is good, though. Like, if you get the little Olive Garden fucking grinder thing.
Yeah, you just tell yourself that, but it's still dirty feet. Basically, you're just exfoliating your feet with that thing.
My mom hates that shit. She hates that shit. But I like the powdered shit gimmick, too. I put all over my spaghetti.
But in my family, especially being Ocho Guineas, like, Italian Lucha Libres, Libres, like, that's all it was on the table was the – and I would be like – you got a great plate of spaghetti and meatballs, and you're gonna ruin it with that. Like, I don't get it. And it would hang in the kitchen, in the freaking dining room.
Yeah,
why? It doesn't make sense. Anyways,
all right. Well, let me ask you this: since you're half Italian or partial Italian or whatever, do you like ricotta or regal or whatever the fuck they call it? Mm-mm.
Not a bit.
I don't either. It's a texture. Ricotte,
is that what they call it? It doesn't taste good. I don't like raviolis like that. I don't. I love. Yeah, here's the damnedest thing. Talk about being conflicted. I freaking love the taste of lasagna as long as I don't eat the ricotte. I love a calzone. I order it without ricotte.
Well, that's why.
Calzone comes with ricotte, right?
Yeah, but that's why you order a stromboli because it's the same thing without.
I just want more mozzarella. It's just like having a big giant phlegm ball of cheese and everything. It's the best.
You know, my wife does with her lasagna. She uses
throws it at you.
Low moisture, a small curd cottage cheese.
I would love that. I think that makes so much better sense.
Have quarantine lady make cottage it.
Cheese.
Yeah, have quarantine lady make that. It'll be the best lasagna you ever had in your life. Small curd. Cottage cheese. Swear to God. Swear by it.
Cook different though. Like you don't have to.
Nope, not at all, buddy. I'll get you my wife's recipe if you want. But
I don't give a fuck.
No, it's fantastic.
Cottage cheese is thicker though, right? Technically,
it's creamier. It doesn't have the same gritty texture like ricotta has. It's creamier and it's a little runnier. It's good, dude. It really is.
I get flamed for saying Rigaud so often.
Rigaud.
Because everyone's going to be like, it's called Ricotta. It's called Ricotta. I know. I'm a dummy. You train.
Gabagoo. Yeah.
Right. I mean, Vince says albums. And like,
Hey, I watch Sopranos. I get it. I totally get it. Anyway. That's good. Contagious.
Cheeses or no? Yeah, no. I do eat them, though, I think. Oh, you know what?
I don't like sharp cheddar, but I like mild cheddar. I'm just going to throw it out there.
What's that Wisconsin cheddar that they put on like a Texas burger or something like that? Like that, I'm in. Barbecue sauce, onion straws.
But Vermont super, super sharp cheese, like from Cracker Barrel or whatever? Like, no. I can't do the super, super sharp. Right,
the little baskets where you got to cut them. Oh, God, no. It makes no sense.
There's like extra sharp Vermont cheddar. I'm like, no, I can't. You know, why?
And I don't like cheese that spreads. Not that I don't mind the cheesy.
Well, that's like brie, right? Or whatever the fuck that shit is. Like, I don't even know. No.
But again, I'll take that cheese in a can and smoosh it on a Ritz cracker.
Cheese Whiz. I agree. They're also good on Wheat Thins as well.
Oh, sure. We got to get the friggin', the caloric deficit. But yep. like cheese and broccoli. I love that.
I don't like broccoli, kidding? Though. I mean, it doesn't matter what you put on.
Of course not, because broccoli's healthy. Of course you don't.
I don't like much green things. I don't like Kermit. I didn't like, Oscar. Wait, Oscar was blue, right? No, was Oscar green?
No, he was green. Yeah.
Who the fuck was blue? Cookie Monster was blue. Yeah.
And Grover. Oh, Grover was purple.
Grover was purple. Yeah.
With the big lipstick.
Where were we? Oh, yeah. Broccoli and cheese. Not me.
You were talking about
like a cheese sauce? Is that what you're saying? Like a cheddar cheese sauce? Like a nacho? Sauce.
Or like Chipotle or whatever. You know, uh-huh. Cheese gimmick?
Yeah.
Or queso? I mean,
shit. You like queso, like right? That. Like from Mexican places? Like that's good shit.
Yeah, so I guess I'm a
hand. Oh, you said Velveeta. I'm sorry. Velveeta is very good.
I don't even know if I've had specifically Velveeta. But like Kraft mac and cheese.
They have Velveeta's Sheldon cheese, right, too. So I don't know if you tried that. Instead of the powder gimmick, like Kraft, it's the fucking creamy shit in the fucking pouch.
Yeah, I believe.
I'm sure you've had it. But I like Kraft, too.
Because it's processed.
Kraft, I grew up on Kraft mac and cheese. Like, who doesn't love that?
Yeah, I mean, that's how we got our first tapeworms, man. I mean, shit, that's literally the best way.
Speaking of mac and cheese, do you remember Howard Johnson's frozen mac and cheese?
Of course.
Nobody knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
Well, Howard Johnson's, it was saltier and better than Stouffer's. Stouffer's is a close second to Howard Johnson's now. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, the Howard Johnson. It came in that freaking tinfoil gimmick, man. Yep. We had to put it in the oven. We didn't have a microwave when I was a kid.
Nope, you put it in the oven, and they had actual restaurants and hotels named Howard Johnson's with the orange roof. And nobody knows what the fuck that is now.
The thing about that was in the oven, it would literally make that crispy layer on it. Like, you'd have to poke through, and it was a godsend.
I miss it. It was so good.
Fucking A.
Right?
See, the box was orange, though, wasn't it? It was an orange box like Stouffer's, but it was
had
the Howard Johnson logo with the roof.
With the roof,
That pitched roof.
And you could tell it was Hojo's, just driving down the highway. You see the big, bright orange roof for their, the blue building, whatever. Like
in Atlanta, there was a Hojo's that had a Denny's attached to it.
Yes, that's correct. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was wicked awesome.
Yeah, but mostly I think it was a northern thing, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
We had him in Connecticut, too, so I don't know.
And he had a decent career for the Mets. He was a Swiss.
Hojo did, yeah. Yeah, a real good player. But I prefer his restaurants and his mac and cheese. But
I mean, some people prefer Kenny Rogers the singer. Some prefer the chicken.
Dude, the chicken was good. Did you ever have it?
No.
It's like Boston Market, but it was super better. Like, it was way better than Boston Market's rotisserie
chicken. Better than Boston? No, come on.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Well, because they put some kind of spices. Boston
Market or?
Well, they rubbed some kind of spice on the outside of the chicken, whereas Boston Market doesn't really.
Yeah, but you can also get that at a happy ending place, too. So what's your ugly?
Oh, yeah. We're still doing that, right? See, we could talk about anything. We could literally fill up time talking about anything. Our banter.
No one's listening, though.
And who cares, though? I'm having fun. Like, our banter is better than anybody else's. We can literally just skip from fucking topic to topic to topic. That's how good we are. That's why I like doing shows with you, even though I don't like you personally. I like you. I like your character.
You can't change that dynamic when I'm the angry one and you're the fun, loving host. You now don't act like now you.
But when we agree on shit, it's good stuff. It's good. It's good shit.
How
come
you didn't invite me to that group chat you said you were gonna?
Well, I did, but you left, so I didn't. I think it'd be rude to re-invite you.
Oh, all right, all right.
Because you'll just leave again. My ugly. So we talk about asshole drivers a lot on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, dude.
Driving boners and
everything. No, this time it had nothing to do with boners. It's just regular old people cutting me off on the highway. So,
oh, because I cut you off all the time on the show. And is that similar or is it different?
Well, I don't think I can die from you cutting me off, right?
No, fair enough.
Yeah, see, there's a little bit of difference. So I'm driving down Interstate I-840, Middle Tennessee, going to work. I'm in the left lane of the two-lane road. There's a pickup truck in front of me. I follow him for about 6 to 8 miles. All of a sudden, he pulls into the right lane, and he actually like got between two boners. So maybe boners do have something to do with it, but they weren't the offending parties. He gets in between two boners, and he's driving like 65 miles an hour, and I'm doing about 80, 85, so I'm just trucking along. About 5 minutes later, I look up in the mirror, and he's right on my ass. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? Like, he chose to go slow and beg off, and now he's right on my ass. So he gets in the right lane, trying to pass me, and there is a boner up in front of him. And I didn't slow down. I didn't accelerate. I just kept on doing what I was doing. And he was running out of room. So he floors it, and he starts to cut in front of me. And I'm literally watching his fucking left, front quarter panel.
He's about to freaking
hit me,
like in Greece.
I'm sorry, his rear quarter panel about to hit me.
I'm did like, he have like the spikes that freaking angry dude no. did in Greece, where no, he wheels didn't. Came out and started chopping up the car.
But he, okay, dude, he's moving into my lane, and I'm about to spin him out like fucking NASCAR, right? Like hit his right his left quarter panel.
You're gonna do the
and pit take maneuver, him out, basically. Yeah, the pit maneuver. And I'm like, fuck, do I hold my ground? Do I fucking hit the like? You're a doctor. Whose fault would that be? It'd be his, right? Or am I supposed to yield? Like, I don't fucking understand the rule.
I mean, does it? I don't. Honestly, I don't know. My degree is not in traffic law.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I know the law very well. Believe me.
I would call Eli, but he said he doesn't want to be bothered. So.
No, fuck him. Don't bother with him.
All right.
No, that's a tough call. I mean, because you're allowed to drive in your lane. There's no yield sign. You know, the merge is upon the guy who's merging. The onus is on him to find a safe spot. Obviously, there's common decency when yielding, but he's legit going around you, up your bunghole, around, and then to the front when he could have just nestled in behind you. You weren't going anywhere. He wasn't going anywhere. So I don't know. I think that's on him.
Well, I did back off, so he was allowed to get in front of me. But I did beep my horn. I didn't just beep it. I fucking laid on my horn just to let him know that I was angry. I flipped him off, proceeded to follow him at about 95 miles an hour until he went to work. And I just fucking, good thing he's going my way.
How do you know he went to work?
Because I literally followed him to his, wherever the fuck, I mean, had to be his job unless he was just trying to lose me or whatever, but.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Where was it? Tell everybody where he works.
I can't tell you where right now because I don't want our fans to go, beat him up or anything like that, but
well, they don't know who he is. I mean, if it's a is it a Quick Check? Is it a 7-Eleven or is it like a warehouse?
No, it was an industrial warehousey plant type deal. A lot of industrial so he stuff.
Loads here. And unloads things.
He's a fucking douchebag. Let me tell you. Oh, I didn't preface it to say this is the same guy that when we were on I-24 westbound towards Nashville.
Are you neighbors or something? You take the same fucking route? Like, how do you see this guy four times in a freaking route?
I mean, it's pretty big. He crossed four lanes of fucking traffic on I-24 to get to the 840 split. So he also cut, four other fucking people off. So, and that's another thing that pisses me off about people is how many times you see people just fucking veer off to the exit ramp instead of turning around. God forbid they go a half mile out of their fucking way and turn around. Instead, they're going to try to fucking kill everybody by going, do the people do that shit in Oshelville?
Of course.
I fucking hate that, dude. Why do they do that? That's so inconsiderate and dangerous.
I always give them the benefit of the doubt. I say, maybe it's a pregnant woman. Maybe the guy's got a poop real bad.
Yeah.
Maybe he just got a call that he just was told his son is gender neutral and he's panicked and there's so many conditions you just don't know. And
see, my wife's the same way. She gives everybody the benefit of the doubt. Fuck Fuck that shit. Fuck them.
I don't hit the horn. I don't tailgate. I drive slow. I get really all the time about
see,
it.
See, I'd like. I don't drive excessively fast, but well, I mean, I'm
the problem is I have a temper, and the last
no, thing I know you do
to be getting angry.
Like me and following people to work.
Yeah, I'm not going to follow some J-bone to work. I'm not. I got better shit to do.
But then I realize, like, it's 2021. There's a lot of fucked up shit going on. Maybe he's got a gun. Like, maybe I shouldn't be fucking following people. I might end up dead one of these days.
And honestly, that's not even my... I mean, I have survival knives and whatnot.
Well, obviously, you just throw a fucking...
I can deflect bullets, too.
You can throw a ninja star at him as well. So, yeah, I'm not worried about you. But me, I'm, you know, I don't have self-defense skills.
Ill-prepared, right. Ill-prepared.
I dropped out of the Boy Scouts. Or before I got to... We've already covered that.
Yeah, we discussed you dropped out once you learned the secret handshake, but then you kept showing everybody the secret handshake, the secret wiener pull handshake.
I was gonna say that's not all that I showed them, but yeah. You hit the nail right on the head.
That's what the scoutmaster said.
So this not only happened to me once, but it happened to me twice.
Oh Christ. So you have two uglies now too, because of your fucking driving skills?
One day later, it was a female that did it. She did not want to drive slow anymore. Traffic was backed up, you know, going the same speed in both lanes, had maybe a 6 to 8 inches between cars, and she was doing the same thing. She was hell-bent on getting around me, even though I was doing 85, 90 miles an hour, and almost drove me right off the fucking road, or I would have driven her off the road. Like, twice it happened this week. Same fucking road, two different people, back-to-back on consecutive days. I didn't follow her.
Let's find Rob tomorrow.
No shit, right?
Highway. Like, same Rob time.
Like, is there a Facebook Rob group? Or like, look out this asshole in the fucking white SUV. But no. It did happen to be 2 days in a row. And I'm like, fuck me. I can't. I don't have enough
gas. That means you're due for it not to happen for like.
I don't have enough gas to follow her. That's why I didn't. So, but I mean, dude, that's. People just don't give a fuck anymore, right? Like, everyone is so fucking selfish, or they're so self-absorbed or distracted.
They're on their phone. They're playing with their, you know, they're on their podcasts and whatnot. They're probably listening to us having a grand time laughing and whatnot. And then they're like, oh shit, I just realized I drifted 8 lanes and oops, sorry, carnage.
If they realized who I was, maybe they wouldn't do that. Yeah. Anyway, I think that's about it. Oh,
cool.
I never finished my thought. Of my bad. There was one place open on Christmas. It's a place called Golden Grill.
Like a cheap Golden Corral or something like that?
No, it's a Mongolian grill. I don't know if you ever heard of those, where you like make your own bowl.
You make the frozen meats and then you cook it right there. Yeah. They're awesome.
It was one of those, but it's like a little mom and pop one. Like, it wasn't a chain or anything. Like we have Genghis Grill here, which is a chain.
They're usually buffets also style there too. So kind of. They have their buffet out or not really?
No. This one did not. But they were the only place open, and they're fantastic. Golden Grill, I don't want to give away it, as people are going to know where I live, but anyway, really, really good place. So I was fortunate, because the other Chinese places weren't even open, which is always like a running joke, like, oh, Chinese places are always open at Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas story, everything,
sure. Excuse me. So, but no, they were the only ones open within a 6 to 8 mile radius, and I wasn't going to go any farther than that.
But now, you went by yourself, or did you bring the wife and your daughter?
Like, I brought the wife and the kid because we were originally going to go to McDonald's, and kid loves fucking McDonald's and a Happy Meal and toys. She just wants a fucking toy. Yeah, she doesn't even eat the food.
Christmas, I can't wrap my head around this. Uh-huh. Okay? It's Christmas. You know, the kid gets up early. She's wicked excited. Have your coffee.
Yep.
You probably made her some eggs or French toast because it's a special occasion.
Yep, did a line of Coke.
Then you got to go to your in-laws and everything. And
another line of Coke before that. Yeah.
So I'm sure there's food there.
Oh, yeah, there was. There was.
And then you said, okay, now that we've eaten 4 meals out of possible 5 when you only normally eat 2 or 3, let's go to McDonald's.
Well, let me
paint. Oh, damn it, they're closed.
Let me paint the picture for you. So we did this. Please. We did the Santa gifts in the morning. We had breakfast. Then we had a break in between nap time and Santa gifts. I.e. lunchtime. That's when we tried to go to McDonald's. Christ. So there's
you
that.
You don't have like freaking bread, peanut butter, and jelly, something like
that? Oh, we did. No, we did. I'm not a fan of that, really. I'm not a snacker. See, like, I can't just eat a fucking little, like, sandwich like that, it's or pizza a, toast, mean, three, or I, some I Cheez-Its.
It, I get
or,
it. I went to Burger King, and I'm a dollar menu guy. And
right.
I didn't really get too much of a value. The Chicken Junior sandwiches were on.
Yeah.
So I got a couple of them. I got a regular burger that was just a dollar, and I got two Whopper Juniors. So it was, and it cost $11. And mm-hmm. I'm usually about $6 I pay for six sandwiches.
Six to eight-ish.
Yeah. I'm very good, except when the McRib comes out, because they charge five and change, and I got to get two of those.
It wasn't even good this year. Like, they changed the recipe or something.
I thought it was perfect. First of all,
really? No. A lot of people didn't like it this year.
I didn't notice. I noticed really? The patty was still not meat, which I loved.
Yep.
It melted in my mouth.
I don't think the sauce is good.
I thought it was very similar. Plus, I'm a whore for McDonald's barbecue sauce.
Really?
I could put that in oatmeal. I think McDonald's barbecue sauce. Now, I don't think they use the same one for the McRib that comes in with the little McNuggets things.
No, it's different. It's completely different.
Yeah, for sure. But I think both are outstanding. Huh. I need to just start going, because the dollar menu at McDonald's is four McNuggets for $1, and yep. I need to get like 10 four-piece McNuggets so I can get a whole shitload of barbecue sauce. I'm a sweet and sour guy, too.
The sweet and sour is good. But it's only good on McDonald's nuggets. Don't, like, intermingle other nuggets.
I've never used it for anything. I want to try a barbecue sauce on an Egg McMuffin. I want to try, because I saw Phil Hartman do it on an SNL bit when he was Bill Clinton.
I remember that, yeah.
That McDonald's barbecue sauce is so good. If you have frozen chicken tenders in the freezer, you put them in the toaster oven for a handful of minutes, and then you come out and you got your barbecue sauce from McDonald's, and it just livens up your day. And it's like you're at McDonald's. So there you go.
That's true. I truly believe, and you're a scientist too, so I think the sweet and sour sauce was genetically engineered specifically for McDonald's nuggets.
Could be. Could be that the coating is part of what the genetic processing was made on. Like, you know, they take the formula and...
Yep.
Burger King's barbecue sauce sucks.
It does. Not good. Their sweet and sour sauce is good, too, but it's almost like a Chinese, like, sweet and sour sauce.
Whose?
Burger King. Sorry. Burger King has a really good sweet and sour.
When I never had it. Didn't even know they did.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I hate their bland logos. And I'm a Burger King fan. But, McDonald's used to offer honey for their chicken McNuggets.
I remember that. Yep.
Maybe they do still, but they don't. I don't know that I've ever.
But they combine it with mustard, so like everybody else.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And I've never gotten it.
Me neither. Not a honey mustard fan.
I'm not. I've had some good honey mustards.
But Sonic has a decent one. Sonic has a decent one.
I had a good burger at Sonic one time. I've had Five Guys, I think, is the best. Because I don't remember going there more than like one or two times, actually.
Five Guys is very good, but they're fucking expensive, dude.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what, though? That's true, but they fill you up. You mm-hmm. get two of them junior burgers, and you're cooked. And they throw the Cajun fries all over, and then they spice you up, and then you start getting, you know, and that's how they fill you up even more. But
and then they get the shits from all of it.
Well, like McDonald's doesn't?
No, my body must be impenetrable or immune to it. I don't know.
You're like, you got an iron cast stomach between your tape.
Well, it's like climbing, like, you know, the Rocky Mountains or whatever. Like, you go to certain levels, right? Yeah.
Spurts, right. You got to change the viscosity of your blood to absorb more, to thicken it, you know, so you don't feel the cold and you can hold more oxygen.
Yep.
Same thing with eating Big Macs.
And right now, my blood is 10W30, so. I'm good to go.
I think it's more like barbecue sauce, if anything.
Well, it's full synthetic, at least.
My ugly.
You didn't even do your bad. I don't think.
I know.
Fuck it. Who cares?
We don't need to.
That's fine.
I didn't think you caught that either.
So I didn't until now.
this team.
Mm-hmm. Oh. No, don't. No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Did you call me Doach? Is that like a Homer Simpson saying?
Doach! Yeah.
Doach! We could market that, too.
New shirt. Eli,
Homer
get on it.
Homer on a shirt going, Doach!
Doach! I love it. Good idea.
The quarantine lady and I watched the game. She sat next to me. You know, she pays attention. She doesn't know the nuances. She couldn't fathom why we weren't moving the ball and they were, and they were scoring the points and we weren't.
Oh, we, because you guys are on the team, right?
We're on the Steelers. Okay. King Cobra's, fuck. I almost gave it away. Yeah, we'll start K-fab. K-fab.
So you're on the team, right?
When, we're on the Cobras, man. We bleed Cobra Kai-ish.
What color is Cobra Kai blood?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's chameleon. That's what it is. It's like, it's literally like, you know, blended. You can blend into anything. So they're so bad.
So bad.
Painful to watch too. Not even fun. Like, it's not fun to watch. And you know, bad teams do really bad things. Like just drop a ball after a 20 yard gain, you know, just dropping it.
Yeah.
Which he did against the Detroit Redcoats.
Yep.
A few weeks ago in a game they tied when they were in field goal range in overtime, would have won the game, would have, could have, should have. Again, if man had ball, she'd be my uncle. Doesn't matter. But it's just not fun when you field such a bad team and you are so predictable in your awfulness. Look, Kansas City was stacking everybody at the line and they were still throwing quick slants. Like, you really can't get anybody off the line. The Kansas City smorgasbords.
Yep.
That's who they played.
Yep.
The Cape Cobras did.
Yep.
It was just it was mind-boggling that they couldn't – nobody was open, really? And then fourth and one, and they run a pitch that loses 5 yards. I mean, like, it's just – the play calling is bad and predictable. The team is bad and predictable. I mean, even the Texans, you know, came out and beat the – charred the, you know, the L.A. Flounders. We're not going to hit with copyright stuff, are we? I mean, the that Jacksonville.
You can just say their proper, you know, city names. That's fine.
All right. The Jacksonville team of American Florida beat the Buffaloes at one point.
Yep.
It just, I just don't get how ill-prepared they are. But they're not a good team, like, and that's why they do dumb stuff, and that's why everything is a prayer. It's like nobody's open. Every throw is contested, and it's frustrating to watch because, like, it's just they're professionals.
And it was the day after Christmas, right? And they should have been open.
Yeah, very true.
Well, there's that. After.
I'm actually going to watch a game, an old game from the Cobras, just from a few years ago. And I think it was on Christmas, and it was like an amazing comeback, and their stellar play by their field general was astounding. It'll just give me some nostalgia memories.
So, do you blame it on Tomlinson?
Yes. No, I blame it on the organization, the whole Cobras organization. Mm. The entire Cobras organization has failed the city. They've failed the fans.
You failed the city, like Batman.
Failed the city on rock and roll too.
I love that song. We failed the city.
No, we're not doing this right now. I'm in my ugly
city on rock and. Sorry.
No, you're not. So the organization played patch and fix for so long.
Yeah.
Knowing full well that their quarterback is, or their field general is 90 something years old, and you know you can't be a field general at age 90. Colonel Potter couldn't.
Nope. So he couldn't.
So we they failed. They failed to prepare. They always got and they underachieved for the last 10 years, given their talent. Think about that.
That's true.
You know, they always played down to their competition. They never won the big game. They lost a lot of winnable games. So it's a frustrating organization since about 2011-ish, I want to say.
Was it fair for them?
I'll take 12.
Was it fair for them to let go of Leviathan Taco Bell?
He held out, and now he's he just got signed by, what, Tampa, I think.
Got signed by Tampa. Did he play? He played in garbage time. Which is sad because the first stringer is out. They play with the second stringer and the third stringer. So he's fourth string now in garbage time. That's pretty sad.
And is AB a starter or is he like a fourth receiver?
He was a starter because the other guys were out.
Oh, but he would be a fourth receiver or a slot guy maybe? Or what would he?
Yeah, Bob Evans was out and Henry O. Godwin was out. So A.B.
Gotcha. Phineas was there.
A.B. took the place. So, yeah.
It's a bad look when, and they're such a cookie organization too, because they're okay with mediocrity. You know, they preach this, the standard is the standard, but what's the standard been? All they preach is that, that Michelle Tomlinson hasn't had a losing season.
She hasn't. I mean, it's true.
If you go 8-8 for 20 years, are you a good coach? And I get it. They didn't.
What's your standard? Right. Like,
well, let me think. So 2007 was his first year. They went 10-6. 2008, 12-4, won the Super Bowl. How about this for 2008? They went 12-4.
Can't say the Super Bowl anymore.
The Super Bellas.
There you go.
In 2008, the Cobras went 12-4. They were the number two seed, Tennessee being the number one seed. Tennessee gets bounced. Steelers get Cobras, whatever. They get home field. Oh, fuck this.
God damn it.
They get home field. The England general stars go 11-5 without their field general, and they don't even make the playoffs. Like, how crazy is
that? I remember that year, yes.
So, all right, 10-6, 12-4, won the Super Bellas. 9-7, missed the playoffs.
Playoffs?
12-4, right. Playoffs? Are you talking playoffs? We're trying to win a game. What a soundbite. 12-4, go to the Super Bellas. 12-4. Lose to Ladarius Thomas.
Yep.
We could say his name because he's dead.
Yep.
Then 8-8. That's 13. 14 was 11-5. 15, 10-6. 16, 13-3. 17, 9-7-1. I'm missing a year. 16, they went 11-5 also. No, 10-6. 16, they went 10-6. That's right. Ryan Mallett came off the bench to beat them. They almost didn't make the playoffs, and they wound up. Oh, that was when they lost to they beat the Bungles.
Yep.
When what's his ass took out Antonio B.
Yep.
And then Pac-Man Fever comes on and smacks Joey Porterhouse.
I remember that.
So it was a gift, but let's see. Then they lose to the Bronkowskis because they had no team. You know, Leviathan Taco was out and
yep.
Ab was out.
Yep.
So then you had the 13-3 and 17. Yes, it was a catch. Jesse James, the robber, did catch that ball. It was a touchdown. Would have been 14-2 with home field. But then the Jag Ayers came in and just throttled them after only beating the Buffaloes 10-7 the week prior.
Right.
Beat them 10-7 the week prior. The Buffaloes hadn't made the playoffs since 96-ish. And then they have this freaking offensive juggernaut where they win 45-41. And it wasn't even that close. Like, it was like 45-1 at the half. Okay, it wasn't that bad. So that was 13-3. Then it was 9-6-1, and they missed. Then they went 8-8. Now these are all these teams. There were 7-2-1, and they finished 9-6-1. Following year, 8-5. You need one more win to get a playoff spot. They go 8-8. What year am I in? Doesn't matter. Oh, then they were 11-0, the worst 11-0 team in Rogowski history. Cobra's history, and then they finish 11-5 and get stomped, and now it's bad.
So, regarding this week's game, who do you blame it on?
The organization.
Just the whole
offensive line, the defensive line.
Everybody.
They can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. They can't move the ball.
Well, I mean, Mahomes played a really good game.
He didn't have to do much either. Like,
but he didn't have Chelsea
wide open.
Or, you know, Bunker Hill either. I mean, they didn't. Chelsea was out, and Bunker Hill didn't play well at all.
Well, they could double team him.
Well, they had, Sour Cream Pringles was like doing pretty well.
That was his first start, I think.
No, he'd been playing all year. There's some other dude, I forgot his name, that had, several decent catches. But I mean, he was playing the short game. He didn't launch it like he normally does. He just did the dink and dunk and just wore your team out.
That's all you had to do. Well, and again, but they ran a lot more too.
They did. They don't typically run the ball at all.
Like, okay, let's do that.
Yeah, KC runs the ball like the least of any other team in the league.
Anyways, okay, that's my bad. Are we done? So we're good, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we got to do the end of the show. So you guys can follow me on Twitter at RadDropGaming. You can follow Ocho at the DR Ocho. You can check. Wait,
this is the way you're ending the show?
Well, how do you want me to end the show?
Thank you for listening to this edition of RTW Main Event. You can follow the show on Twitter at RTW Brand. Follow Red Rob at Red Rob Gaming. And follow the Ocho
at the DR Ocho.
We appreciate all of your support. You've been listening to RTW Main Event right here on the Red Rob Radio Network.